Good morning. May it please the court, counsel. I'd like to start with a couple of your questions, Justice Carter. Number one, you are not missing anything on the traverse. There is, in this record, no discovery issue that was brought in front of the court. There are no discovery requests that are brought in front of this trial judge. And in addition to that, the suggestion that the trial judge denied discovery, and that I just heard what he said. He said, she said no to discovery. I don't know how else to say it. That's false. That's not in the record. And frankly, I can't believe that we're here with those kind of statements about things that are, it's provably false. It's not in the record. That was never the trial judge's ruling. They had 90 days between the date they filed the traverse and the date it was heard. You will not find a subpoena for a deposition of our expert. You will not find a notice for his deposition. You will not find discovery requests in here. You will not find a 201K letter. You will not find any issue properly brought before the court. The other thing you won't find is 1,800 pages of evidence that we produced to them that was presented at the commission, that the commission relied on when it issued its ruling. That's not in the record. And we all know that under the rules, that creates a presumption. Their failure to put that in the record creates a presumption that this trial judge acted in accordance with the law and in accordance with the facts. The suggestion that this trial judge flatly denied discovery is false. What's also false is, this statement that the tenants, the farm tenants, were disclosed. I challenge counsel when he gets up here in rebuttal. I challenge him in the next week, in the next month, to provide this court with a citation to the record where the farm tenants were specifically disclosed as value witnesses, and I submit to the court they were never disclosed as value witnesses. Their names do not appear in 213 responses. Their opinions of value were never disclosed in these cases. And with respect to the landowners and the farm tenants, Justice Carter, you pointed it out. We took their depositions. They said they had no knowledge of value. Look at the briefs that have been filed in this case. They claimed that they couldn't consider the offers that were made in these cases because they had no knowledge of value. It seems to me to be flatly inconsistent with saying that they had knowledge of value that qualifies them to testify. This court issued its own decision relating to landowners, and that's the Midland Railway Company case, where this court, the Third District Appellate Court, barred a landowner from testifying because he didn't have knowledge of value. Illinois courts have repeatedly acknowledged that where property is inherited like it was in both of these cases, the general rule allowing for testimony doesn't apply. The landowners were fatally flawed regardless of that because they relied on spills and leaks and explosions, those possibilities.